Profile of the right agent. 1. Middle-aged or older. Remember, it takes a while to build up a string of properties and accumulate wealth in real estate. While there are some very excellent young agents, it's not usually done overnight. 2. Active in real estate for at least a decade. There are many private investors who have made their fortune and then turned to selling as an agent as a pastime. They rarely have the people skills to help you. You want someone who's been in the business as an agent for a while, 5 years being the minimum, 10 being better. Beware of beginning agents, those in business less than 5 years. They will be learning on you. 3. Successful. It's possible to be in real estate and never really make it. There are a lot of agents who are at the periphery of the field. Typically, these agents have outside incomes, perhaps retirement from another field. They dabble in property and occasionally sell a home, but they don't own much property themselves, and they really don't have a handle on how buying and selling for investment is actually done. The worst thing about these agents is that they may give you advice gleaned from their own experience, sometimes bad advice. 4. Willing to take time with you. The right agent will quickly realize that you're sincere about investing and will also realize that if he or she plays their cards right, you'll buy multiple properties through him or her over a period of many years. In short, they'll understand that you represent a renewable resource. Hence, they'll be willing to assist you, show you properties over many months, suggest courses of action, and so forth. In other words, they'll be interested in a long-term relationship. 5. Honest, straightforward, and pleasant. Notwithstanding all of the above qualities, you'll also want your agent to have those characteristics that every agent should have. You'll want him or her to be on your side, always. You'll want to know that you can trust what he or she says, and you'll want him or her to be able to get along with you. Where do I find the right agent? We've already suggested trying to find the agent who has been around in town the longest. However, if real estate in your area is handled predominantly by franchise or national companies, as it is in most places, then I suggest the following procedure. Finding a good agent. Locate a large office within the area in which you want to buy. Remember, one of your first tasks is to identify your farm or geographic area where you'll buy. Be sure to go to that office, not another branch of the same company. Go into the office and ask to speak to the broker manager. Each office is typically organized with a broker and a number of salespeople. The broker is the one who runs the show. If you just go in and ask to speak to an agent, a generic term that can mean either broker or salesperson, instead of a broker, you'll get the next person up. This is the salesperson who's on duty that day, and he or she is often a beginner. Once you're linked to this person, you'll be stuck with him or her. Other agents don't like stepping on the toes of their associates and stealing clients. When you get to see the broker, explain exactly what you're looking for. The most experienced agent in the office to help you get started investing for the long term. Explain that you don't want a hotshot. You want someone who has the time to explain the business to you. That person may turn out to be the very broker you're talking to, but probably not, because brokers who run offices rarely have the time to spend with first-time investors. More likely, it will be another broker who has parked his license there. When you find an agent who you think is a likely candidate to be just right for you, interview him or her. Ask the following questions. How long have you been active in the business selling real estate, not just investing on your own? A good answer is 10 years or more. Do you invest on your own? If so, how many properties do you have? A good answer would be 10 or more. How many properties have you sold over the past year? A good number is at least 8. That's only one every month and a half. Would you be willing to work with me or us over the long haul? A wise broker will wait to answer this until he or she has had time to interview you to see just how sincere you are. When you've found someone you like, test your choice. Go out with this person to look at property. See what he or she suggests you do. Remember, if it turns out you made a mistake, you can always say goodbye and continue your search. Should I work with one agent exclusively or many? This is an age-old question in real estate that I am constantly asked. Is it better to work with one agent or with several? The answer is, it depends. When you're first starting out, I suggest that you find one good agent, as explained before, and stick with him or her like glue. Your loyalty to the agent will be paid off by his or her loyalty to you and advice and help that you really need. However, once you've become an experienced investor, then you may want to work with several agents. Of course, you won't expect the kind of loyalty or attention that you'd receive by working with one agent exclusively. However, by then you may not need it. When you're an advanced investor, you may want to work with a group of agents in order to have the best chance at finding a specific type of property. With commercial, industrial, or apartment properties, sometimes agents will keep listings to themselves. You'll let them know exactly what you're looking for in terms of property and tell them that you're working with others. However, by then they should have confidence that you will buy through the agent who finds what you want. You'll also let them know that you'll pay a buyer's commission, if necessary, for their efforts. Making this offer will encourage the agents to continue to look for properties that you can use and to call you when they find them.